This week's title is topic is friends. I have a couple of quotes from about the friends that may have. What did I miss? Oh. Then you may have heard, here they are. A true friend is the one who knows about you and still doesn't mind being seen with you in public. A true friend is the one who doesn't mind you dropping by without calling in advance. A friend in the book of Proverbs can come in at least three different English words. Friends, companions, and neighbors. They runs in together. In the New Testament, folks, in the New Testament, we are encouraged to be the friend of God in John chapter 15. At the same time, we are told not to be a friend of the world in James chapter 4. In Christian fellowship, we need fellow born-again Christian friends to encourage one another and to keep each other accountable from disastrous temptations and sins ahead of our lives. Throughout our lives, we get to have acquaintance, a lot of acquaintance. And we get to have a casual friend, one step higher. And we get to have a close friend. And then way on the top, we get to have an intimate friend, or also known as best friend. As you go from one step to another step, the number is getting less and less. And to the top, probably you have a handful of best friends. Now, what's the difference between friend and acquaintance? And somebody who is very wise said this: the difference between a friend and acquaintance is that friend helps, acquaintance merely advise. That is true, isn't it? The Bible, especially the book of Proverbs, give us a clear definition about what friendship is supposed to be, and we will learn about the general rules of friendship as well as the good qualities of the true friendship. And then I will give you the application. Let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, as an old hymn says, what a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and grief to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Indeed, it is our honor and privilege to be your children and friends, as Jesus mentioned, through him alone. You want to teach us about being good friends to others as you intend through this book. So teach us, Lord. Bring a conviction where conviction is due, and bring comfort where the comfort is needed. We pray for the President Obama, his salvation, that he may truly come to know Jesus. And we're praying for our troops who are in harm's way around the world. And we're asking you to protect them, Lord. And we also lift up the law enforcement personnel and uniformed personnel like firefighters, border patrol agents and sheriff department deputies and police department officers. We are asking you to watch over them. Keep them safe in this wicked world. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's look at the first thing, the general rules of the friendship. General rules of friendship. We're going to go through many verses, so I want you to move with me fast, okay? Proverbs chapter 14, verse 20. Chapter 14, verse 20. 14:20. The poor man is hated even by his own neighbor, but the rich has many friends. The rich has many friends. And 19:4, please. 19:4. Wealth makes many friends, but the poor is separated from his friend. Note the several things there, please. And go down to verse 6. Many entreat the favor of the nobility. Every man is a friend to one who gives, not the word give, gift. And all the brothers of the poor hate him. How much more do his friend go far from him? He may pursue him with words, yet they abandon him. I'm sure you've seen the young children play, how they play. See, when they play together, even though they never met before, when they come together, they don't go through the lengthy introduction like we do, or the grown-ups, what do you do, where you live, and that kind of thing. They just say, start to play. And if they have to, they get to know each other's name. They don't even have to know the name. See, and then there is one kid who comes up with a new toy or the box of a yummy cookie. All of a sudden, he is the center of attention. Everybody wants to be friend. We read the three verses here. Note one common thing about these three verses. It's about giving. That's the secret of friendship. Giving is the secret of friendship. Friendship does not start with expecting someone to reach out to you. Rather, you reach out to them first. See, when you give yourself, your heart, your time, your resources, then that's how the friendship starts. It's a common thing for people to expect other people to reach out to them while they are absolutely doing nothing, literally sitting on their hands. I'm sure that you can name a few people who have this problem. They expect you to reach out to them, but while they do nothing. And they are the kinds of people who expect you to remember their birthdays and recognize their birthdays, but they choose not to remember yours. Remember what Jesus did for us while we are still sinners? He came to us. He died for our sins. See, he reached out to us first. We didn't reach out to him. So, that is correct. The most important element of friendship is giving, not receiving. Let me say one more time. The most important element of friendship is giving, not receiving. It is an outrageous concept in this selfish, me-first world. Isn't that true? Everything is all about me. Let's talk about me. So who cares, right? But because you are thinking about, why not talking about me? When we give to each other, that's when the friendship starts. Look, keep your finger right there. Luke chapter 16, verse 9, please. Luke chapter 16, verse 9. I say to you, make a friend for yourselves by unrighteous mammon, and then when you fail, they may receive you into everlasting home. If you have a red letter Bible, this is in red, right? That means Jesus speaking. Then it's kind of puzzling that Jesus said, you use money to buy friends? No, that's not what he meant. I believe that we Christians are supposed to be generous to the brothers and sisters who are going through a difficult time. I'm not talking about financial difficulties only, but also we should lend our helping hands and heart to other occasions. Other occasions. When you help out those who are going through difficult times financially, you are building a bridge of friendship that leads into their lives. Don't think that you are buying friendship. You are helping them with your resource, God-given heart. You are not buying their friendship. If that was the case, Jesus would not tell us to do it. I find the three musts in giving within friendship. First thing I find is love. Love. Matthew chapter 22, please. Matthew chapter 22, verse 37. Are you guys hot?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Verse 37, Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hangs all the law and the prophets." Folks, Proverbs make it clear, and the true friendship is based on love. Because only love will endure the test that friends experience as they go through life together. It's possible to have many companions, but you may not have a whole lot of friends. Friendship has to be cultivated in love. It has to be cultivated in love. It does not just happen automatically. Because you hang around somebody, that doesn't mean you become a friend. That can be nothing more than acquaintance. Its root must go deep in love, because a true love produces loyalty. Friendship without loyalty is nothing. Go back to Proverbs 17:17, please. Proverbs 17:17. A friend loves at all time. A brother is born for adversity. I understand this verse very well. See, not only I get to be your pastor, I'm privileged to be your friend. At the same time, my own blood brother in South Korea hate my guts, so I get it. Nowhere in the Bible does it say that we should expect someone to love us. We should not expect someone to love us, but it emphasizes we should love them. Again, it's not giving. I'm sorry, it's not receiving. It's a giving. Giving first. Not only for our families and friends and co-workers and the neighbors. Especially neighbors can be, or co-workers, even the family relatives, they can be friends at the same time, enemies. Right? Second thing I find we have to give in our friendship is grace. They also translate as a kindness. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 11. 22:11. He who loves purity of heart and has grace on his lips, the king will be his friend. See, grace brings a lot of people. Chapter 18, Proverbs 18, verse 24. Our memory verse. A man who has a friend must himself be friendly. If there is a friend who is stick close than a brother. People want to be friends with someone who is kind and sincere and extend grace. If you don't have a friend, you might want to have a self-examination. Maybe you might check yourself, your own life, see if you treat others with a sincere heart and extend grace. If not, it is no wonder. And maybe you better change your attitude. Third thing that we should give in the friendship is availability. Availability. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 10. 27:10. You there yet? Do not forsake your own friend or your father's friend, nor go to your father's brother's house in the day of your calamity. Better is a neighbor nearby than the brother far away. The best way to lose your friend is not making yourself available when they need you. You cannot say to your friend, I am your best friend, yet you really don't make yourself available when the person is desperate in need. On a side note, talking about best friend, if you are married, your best friend should be your spouse. Okay? Your best friend should be your spouse. And I highly discourage you having opposite sex as your best friend other than your wife or your husband. It's not good for your health. It's not good for your survival. Okay? Now, let's take a look at the six things that not to do. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 26. Chapter 12, verse 26. The righteous should choose his friend carefully, for the way of the wicked leads them astray. What's the emphasis? Choose carefully. Chapter 13, verse 20. He who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will be destroyed. Chapter 16, verse 28. Chapter 16, verse 28. Perverse men sow strife and whisper to separate the best of friends. Verse 29, violent man entice his neighbor and leads him in a way that is not good. Chapter 21, verse 10. By the way, if you're wondering, where do I get all these verses? First of all, you have a sermon outline note. And if you want to know, if you would like to have an entire chart, Pastor Jack, do we still have them out there? Okay, information table, you can grab them. Chapter 21, verse 10, that the soul of the wicked desire evil, his neighbor finds no favor in his eyes. Chapter 22, 24. Proverbs chapter 22, 24. Make no friendship with the angry man, and with the furious man do not go. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Verse 33. You there yet? Do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habit. Or some of your versions says character. See, the two men went out for hunting in the northern Wyoming. And it was the morning, so they are cooking the breakfast. And the one guy stood up and saw the grizzly brown bear charging at them full speed. He was thinking about two yummy breakfast. And this guy screamed on top of his lung and said, "Bear!" And the guy who was sitting down, he pulled out the pair of Nike sneakers, and he started tightening his shoelaces. And the guy who was standing said, "You think you're going to outrun this grizzly bear?" He said, "No. All I have to do is outrun you." You've got to choose a friend carefully, right? God's people must be especially careful in choosing their friends. God's people have to be careful in choosing friends. You hang around with unbelievers because they appeal to your carnal desire. Your carnal desire will drag you down to the pit. Some will say, "Well, I'm bringing them to Christ through friendship evangelism method." Good for you. It might work. Unless, if you are not well grounded in the Word of God, most likely you will be the one who get evangelized by Satan's temptation and trap. Psalm 1. Please, Psalm 1. 1. What? Psalm. There's always somebody that's a critic. Proverbs Blessed is the man who walked not in the counsel of ungodly, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scornful. See that? Not hanging around the ungodly or the sinners or scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. So let's look at the qualities of true friendship. Qualities of true friendship. You need to keep this in mind, these qualities of friendship in mind, if you have a good friend and you want to keep it that way. Okay? First thing I find is keeping a confidence. Keeping a confidence. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 29. Proverbs 3, 29. Do not devise evil against your neighbor, for he will dwell by you for safety's sake. Proverbs 17, 9. 17:9. He who covers transgression seeks love. He who repeats the matter separates friends. Proverbs 24:28. And some of you guys wondering, how do you get these verses? Well, it's very simple. You know, I have one of those computer. Who doesn't nowadays? You put the word friends, friend, neighbor, neighbors, companion, companions, in the within the book of Proverbs. You get a lot of them. And you start to compile them together. 24:28. Do not be witness against your neighbor without cause, for you, would you deceive with your lips? 25:8. Do not go hastily to the court, for what will you do in the end when your neighbor has put you to shame? Move down to verse 18. A man who bears false witness against his neighbor is like a club, sword, and sharp arrow. Folks, if you have a disagreement with your friend, if it's not illegal or criminal matter, I highly encourage you don't bring another person in that discussion until you guys resolve it. Otherwise, you'll be betraying the confidence because you will end up both losing your reputation as well as friendship. It doesn't mean that we sweep the wrong things under the rug. We'll talk about that right up here. Second qualities of the friendship is confronting in love. Confronting in love. Proverbs 27:6. You guys know this by heart. Proverbs 27:6. Faithful are the wounds of the friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Proverbs 27:17. As iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. Proverbs 29:5. A man who flatters his neighbor spreads a net for his feet. Now move to the Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15. Ephesians 4, 15. Galatians, Ephesians. Just first portion. But speaking the truth in what? Love. Folks, Holy Spirit uses truth and love to build character, while the evil uses a lie and the flattery to tear a person down. The flattery is manipulation. It's not a communication. You hear me? Flattery is manipulation, not communication. What honest person would want to manipulate a friend? No one. Gossip is something a person do behind the other person's back. Flattery is something that person do in front of the other person, in front of that person. Either one is good because they try to get their way. We must never take a friend for granted and thinking that they will automatically forgive our offenses when we sin against them. Yes, forgiveness is a must, and it is something we have to do no matter what. But it's, and, you know, I'm sure you've noticed that too. It's a strange. We are more quick to forgive unbelievers' sin, but for the same sin, we would not forgive our fellow believers. Why is that? Because somehow we think that our fellow believers should have a better stand. Yes, that is true. But shouldn't we forgive them all the more? What I'm saying is if you offend somebody, that friend may not forgive you as quickly as he would forgive the unbeliever. If you must rebuke your friend, do it with all the fact. What did I say? All the fact. Not hearsay. You find out everything you can, all the facts. According to the principles of the Word of God, with a gentleness and love. If you are rebuked, avoid the angry response. Don't respond right away. Take your time and think about it. You may be getting the needed faithful wound from your friend, because a true friend will not put a he will put a finger on your fault without rubbing them in. Get it? Third thing I find, the third quality of friendship is being considerate. Being considerate. Proverbs 27:14, please. 27:14. He who blesses his friend with a loud voice, rising early in the morning, it will be counted a curse to him. I know a person who get up all in the morning at the man's retreat, he just say, God bless you. Yeah. It's like, shut up. Chapter 25, verse 17. No names. Yeah, no names, please. Seldom set foot in your neighbor's house, lest he become weary of you and hate you. Do you know somebody like that? Oh, by the way, that person is not in our fellowship, so don't worry about it. A friend must exercise tact and be sensitive to each other's feelings. If we spend too much time together, we wear out our welcome. Space comes from the privacy and the solitude with God. Even a husband and wife must respect each other's privacy and not be constantly together if they are loved to be mature. In other words, in plain, simple language, don't try to be in each other's back pocket all the time. Husband, you need your own space to be with God. Wives, you need your own space to be with God. That's how you grow. Whenever I go out of town or away from my wife, Karen, and when she's out of town, I miss her very much, and I hope she misses me. You do, right? Yeah, she said yes. She opposed. When we get back together, we appreciate each other's presence all the more. And that's how you can increase the love for one another. If you want to remain a friend to someone, please do not make fun of your friend's weaknesses. Whether it is a person's appearance, clothing, the way he or she talks, you might think that it's funny, but it may not be so funny to that person. You might hurt that person deeply. Okay? Did you get that? You may think it's funny. I was joking. Really? Was that person laughing? Maybe they are laughing with you at that moment because he wants to be your friend. But in his heart, he might be hurt. Let's go back to our lives. Remember your high school time? Some of you say, huh? Your high school time, when all the jocks get together, when all the cheerleaders get together, and you're kind of some in between, you are nobody. And the gorgeous girls in your school don't even remember your existence in that school. Or the good-looking guy don't know you. You're but a dust in the wind. But they make fun of you. Remember that time? Did it feel good? I'm sure not. Then why would you do that kind of thing to other people? Especially to your friend. If you don't like to be made fun of by somebody, do not do that to other people. Especially to your friend. If you have to make fun of somebody for whatever the stupid reason, then make fun of yourself. Actually, it's rather enlightening. Because when I make fun of myself, I take myself less seriously. Let me say one more time. Never, ever make fun of your friend. Okay? Unless you want to be their enemy list. You want to be in their enemy list. Folks, love is sensitive to other people's feelings, needs, and true friends try to say the right things at the right time in the right way. Now, fourth qualities that requires in the friendship is do not co-sign. Do not co-sign. And you think, preacher, you're going a little too deep here now. Well, I'm not going deep. I'm just presenting what the Bible says. Chapter 6, verse 1. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 1. My son, if you become surety, you might underline surety, and then you might want to write there co-signing. Surety for your friend, if you have a shaken hand in pledge for the stranger, you are snared by the word of your mouth, you are taken by the word of your mouth. Chapter 17, verse 18. A man devoid of understanding shakes hands in pledge and becomes a surety for his friend. So becoming a surety for a friend means that you are becoming a co-signer, making a pledge to pay in case your friend defaults the loan. Bible says don't do it. Listen, please. If you have money to loan to your friend, give it to him. And you're thinking, oh yeah, preach it, brother, now. Bless you. If you have money to loan to that person, give it to him without any interest and then not expecting anything back. Why? Because if that person cannot pay you back, most likely that person will not hang around with you because of embarrassment. Isn't that true? Give it to him. That person can pay you back, you have a friend and you have your money back. And if you don't get it back, you still have a friend. Make it clearly known to them from the beginning. Let's make an application. Number one, when you are with the people, be aware of their likes and dislikes. When you're with the people, be aware of their likes and dislikes. Have you ever seen somebody, well, I'm sure some of you can remember, named a few friends, who like to do the things that you don't like to do? You told them, and they still do. That's not a friend. They don't care about you. And if you do the same kind of thing, you're not their friend. Second application, remember friends' birthday, anniversary, and acknowledge them. Remember their birthdays, anniversary, and acknowledge them. was, you want to say something, Jerry? No, you flipped the hands? Nervous reaction, okay. Third application, take an interest in and cultivate friendship with your friend's children if you can. Fourth application, be sensitive to your friend's needs. Be sensitive to your friend's needs. Fifth application, keep in touch by phone, texting. I know some of you people who love to do texting. I don't care for it, but I have to live with it because my daughter does it to me all the time. I ask her, why don't you call me? She texts me. I don't like the call. Impossible child. Keep in touch with by phone, texting, email, better yet, send actual card. You'll be surprised how much they like it. Sixth application, express what you like about your relationship, your friendship with that person. Let them know how blessed you are with that person through the friendship. Seventh application, serve your friend in thoughtful and unexpected way. Thoughtful and unexpected way. I know it may not have a Bible verse to go with them, but they are practical, isn't it? Many of you ladies are already doing this in our the church secret sister ministry. Good for you. I commend you for that. And if you are not involved, I encourage you to get involved in secret sister ministry. It's encouraging. If you have any questions, Suzanne Jones, raise your hand. Suzanne. What? Yeah, yeah. See her. For secret sister's ministry. And the guys was preacher, you talked about all this sissy stuff. What is the sissy about? What is the sissy about? Do you have a friend? Do you want to care for him? Do this. What's wrong with that? You know, it takes a real man to care for another brother. It takes a real man. So guys, get at it. Right? Let's stand up and pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word. Let us be the imitator of our Lord Jesus Christ, being a friend to one another, loving one another, then we may exalt your holy name. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.